What do you do when you feel like giving up? Maybe you're struggling with a health issue or struggling with a broken relationship or a financial problem, or maybe you're just depressed because nothing seems to be going right and you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. What do you do? Well, I've got some good news for you today, and it's going to encourage you. God is ready to meet your every need. The truth is, God is for you, and He wants to give you hope, and He wants to give you joy, and He wants to heal your hidden wounds, and He wants you to learn to trust Him when the odds are against you. God is guiding you to the place where you can say, "Yes, I will trust God to meet my greatest needs." Join me today for Daily Hope as we discover how God meets our deepest needs.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we're going to wrap up a series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs with the third and final part of a message called What Kind of Father is God? It's taken from Matthew chapter 6. Here's Rick.
Nothing is sweeter to my ears than when I open the door to my home, I walk in, and my three kids will say, "It's Daddy!" Now, folks, that still turns my crank. I mean, I still get excited when my kids go, "It's Daddy." It's a term of endearment. You know, if I were to walk in the door to my house and my kids were to come up to me and say, "Oh, thou most holy procreator of the Warren family, thou who so sovereignly bestows our allowance upon us, we beseech thee for a bountiful blessing of cash that we may goeth to the movies," I'd be going, "Huh? Hello?" You know, "Yeah, baby." You know, I'm going, "What? What are you saying?" You know, God doesn't want you to talk to Him like that. You know what I like? I like my kids to come up, "Hi, Dad. Give me a kiss on the cheek. Can I borrow the key, car? So the, you know, keys of the car. Love you. Gotta go." You know, I'd rather have that than this ritualistic talk. God says, when you come and talk to Him, you're to say, "Daddy, Papa, Abba." Now, my guess is most of you in this room do not have that kind of intimate relationship with God. You would feel very uncomfortable calling God Papa, Dada. But that's the way God wants you to have a relationship with Him. He wants you to have such an intimate, close relationship that you're just cuddled up in His arms and say, "Dad, here's my problem. Dad, here's my problem. Dad, here's my hurt. Here's my need. Here's what happened this week. You know what I'm thinking, Father." And you just share to Him in a heart-to-heart basis with no fluff, no ritual, no these and thous, just daughter to daddy and son to daddy and personal explanation. Why? Because God is a close Father. But not only that, He's caring. He's consistent, He's close, and number four, the Bible says God is a competent Father. He's competent. He can handle any problem you give Him. Nothing is beyond His ability. Nothing is beyond His resources. Now, of course, today, this is in direct opposite to human fathers. We have an epidemic of incompetent fathers today who are good at a lot of other things, but pretty lousy at fathers. And especially on TV, about all you see on TV, all the fathers on television are doofuses. You know, whether it's Al Bundy, the butt of the joke, or Homer Simpson, or let me name you two dozen other incompetent dads. I mean, I heard two school kids the other day bragging on the schoolyard. One said, "My daddy can beat your daddy," and the other kid goes, "Big deal, so can my mom." But let me say this, nobody can beat up your heavenly Father, nobody. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, "For nothing is impossible with God, nothing is impossible. He can handle it all because He is competent." I'll never get over the fact of what my kids thought I could fix when they were growing up. They thought I could fix the weather. They thought I could fix TV shows that they had missed and bring them back. They thought I could put heads of decapitated dolls back together, and on and on. And as a father, you know, my kids thought that I knew everything, could fix anything, and could afford everything. But I couldn't. When you're growing up, you think your dad is Superman. As a little kid, you think, my daddy can do anything. But as you grow older, you realize that your father had limits to his resources when it came to allowance, and there were limits to his wisdom when it came to advice. And sometimes he was just guessing, giving it the best guess. But your heavenly father really can do anything. He can do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers and desires and thoughts or hopes. God says, think of the biggest dream for your life. I can top that. Think of the biggest goal for your life. I can beat that. Think of the biggest problem you think you'll ever come up against. I can solve it. Think of the biggest hurt you'll ever had. I can soothe it. God says, I can handle it all, and I am your heavenly Father, and I'm close and caring and competent, and I'm consistent, and if you'll trust me, things will go a whole lot better in your life. So here's my question for you. What have you been doubting that God could handle? That situation that you're in right now, that you're all stressed out about because you think, well, I don't think God can handle this. I need to do this one. I'm going to have to manipulate behind the scenes. I'm going to have to politic for that job at work. I'm going to have to pull ins and cut corners and, you know, streamline things and be a little deceptive here or there. And I've got to work extra hours and make this happen because I don't think God can handle this problem. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? That you can handle something that God can't? God can handle anything. You need to drop it into His arms and let Him handle it. The bottom line is this. God can take care of His children. And He does when we trust Him. Because He's caring, He's consistent, He's close, and He's competent. He takes care of His children. Now, the obvious logical question then is everybody a child of God? Will God take care of everybody's needs? Is God the Father of everyone? The answer is yes and no. If you mean, did God create everybody? Yes. If you mean, does God love everybody? Absolutely. If you mean, does God have a plan and purpose for every person who's on this face of this planet? Absolutely. God is the Father of everyone in that sense. But it takes more than birth to be a father. It takes a relationship. Many of you were, or at least some of you were probably birthed by men you never met. And they are your father by creation, but they are not your father by relationship. And you miss it. And you long for it. And you wish you had that relationship. And God says, I have created everyone, but not everybody's my child unless they have a relationship with me. And you are not in the family of God. You were created by God, but you are not in the family of God until you choose to become a part of it. That's a choice you can make today. How do I become a part of the family of God? How do I become a child of God? How do I get God to be my heavenly Father? Look at the Bible, what the Bible says. John 14, verse 6 and 7, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. Jesus said, that's why I came to earth, to show you the Father, and so you can get to know God. Galatians 3:26. We are the children of God through being religious. That's not what it says. We are the children of God by going to church. No. We are the children of God by keeping the Ten Commandments. No. We are the children of God, read it with me, through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you get into God's family. Children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now look up here. In human terms, there's only two ways you can get into a family. Be born into it or be adopted into it. There is no other way to get into a family. You're either born into it or you're adopted into it. In the Bible, both of those terms are used as explanations of what it means to be a Christian, to be saved, to experience salvation, to become a part of the family of God. By birth, it's called being born again, or by adoption, by being adopted into God's family. Listen to these verses. In fact, you might want to write the verses down. 1 Peter 1:3. 1 Peter 1:3 says, God has given us the privilege of being born again, so that we are now members of God's own family. When you were physically born, you were born into the human family. It's called the human race. The only way you get into God's spiritual family is by being spiritually reborn. That's a change that takes place inside of you when Christ comes into your heart. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 in the Bible says this, His unchanging plan, that's God's unchanging plan, has always been to adopt us into His own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And He did this because He wanted to. Either way, you got to come to God the same way, through Jesus. By birth, by adoption, the same way, by faith in Christ. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, To those who believed on Him and received Him, He gave them the right to become the children of God. How do you become a child of God? By believing and receiving.
That's Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called What Kind of Father is God? It's from the series How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. Rick will be back in just a moment. You know, Pastor Rick has served the church locally, nationally, and internationally for more than 30 years. He's authored many books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've been helped through Rick's ministry, he would love to hear your story. You can connect with us at the Daily Hope website at rickwarren.org or call us at 1-800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or call us 1-800-600-5004. More Daily Hope with Rick Warren in just a moment.
How do you cope with stress, failure, depression, worry? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren goes to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges using the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Each of these studies offers simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, family, and work. To get your copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, for a gift of any amount in support of this ministry, go to rickwarren.org.
Once again, here's Rick Warren.
John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, To those who believed on Him and received Him, He gave them the right to become the children of God. How do you become a child of God? By believing and receiving. By believing in Christ and receiving Him into your life. Now some of you say, Rick, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe He was who He said He was. I say, congratulations, you're halfway there. It takes more than believing in Jesus Christ to get into God's family. You must believe and receive. I must believe Jesus was who He said He was, and I must receive Him into my life. And I say, okay, God, You call the shots now. Jesus, You be my Savior. You be the manager of my life. I'm putting on a sign that says, under new management. God, You're in charge now from here on out. When you put your faith in Christ, you believe and you receive Him. Then you get into God's family. Now let me say a word to those of you who are fathers, since this is Father's Day. If you haven't done this, what are you waiting on? I don't care if you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or no religious background. No religion will get you into the kingdom of God. No religion will get you into God's family. No religion will get you to heaven. There's not one verse in the Bible that says religion is the way. Not one. It says a relationship through your Father is the way. Through Jesus Christ. I hope you make that decision today. And if you are a father, and let me just say this to mothers too, the greatest thing you can do for your children is introduce them to their Heavenly Father. The greatest thing you can do. You may teach them to be a little league all-star. You may raise them up so that they get straight A's and go to Harvard. They may become famous and make $1 million and become well-known and live a happily ever after kind of life. But if you don't introduce them to their Heavenly Father, you have failed as a dad. You have failed in the single greatest task, and that is get them to know Christ so they can go to heaven when they die. We're talking heaven and hell here. You say, Rick, it's a little late. I mean, my kids are already grown, they're married, and they got their own kids. It's never too late. It's never too late. You need to go home today on Father's Day, pick up the phone, and call your kids and apologize. And you need to say, I'm sorry, kids. I never told you about the most important thing in life. I wasn't even a believer when you were growing up. And I didn't tell you about your Heavenly Father. And even though I wasn't always consistent, He is. And although I wasn't always there for you, He is. And by getting to know Jesus Christ, you can go to heaven. I know Him now, and I'm going to heaven. And the thought of me being in heaven without my kids is unbearable. And if you don't win them to Christ, they're going to hell. This is serious stuff, folks. I held my breath for years until I waited and make sure, praying daily, that my kids, each of my kids, would come into God's family and make their decision for Christ. And the day my youngest Matthew finally stepped across that line, I heaved a giant sigh of relief. Because I could not imagine me going to heaven and not having my kids know the Lord. And if your kids don't know the Lord, you ought to pray every moment of your life and make it a major goal and say, I don't know how to share. Then you figure out how. We'll train you. And you get them into church wherever they live, because this is too important to just say, well, they got to make their own decision. If you love them, you will do everything you can to introduce them to their Heavenly Father. Let me ask you a very important question. You parents, are you making it harder or easier for your kids to know God? By the way they watch your lifestyle, are they going to be more turned toward God, or are they going to think, well, if that's what God's like, forget it? I once read a scientific study of 50 of the most famous atheists in the world, Sigmund Freud and others, and they only had one thing in common. Every one of them hated their dad. Every one of them had a terrible relationship with their father. That is not an accident. And it is true that as we grow up, we are often warped, shaped by our own relationships. So you say, may I be the kind of person that causes my family to want to get to know God, not to turn away from Him. One of the greatest needs in your life is to have the approval of your father. Even if you never met your father, even if your father was a skunk, you still want His approval. You want it, you clamor for it. Even as an adult, subconsciously, you still often do things, are motivated by the desire to gain the acceptance, the approval, the attention, and the appreciation of your father. But the truth is, you may never get it. You may never get it because your father may be unable to give it due to his own hurts, his own problems, the way he was raised. And you won't ever hear those words you've longed to hear or get that hug that you've longed to have. Maybe your father walked out of your life years ago because of a divorce. Maybe your father's already died. Well, there is a father who loves you more than you will ever know and whom you can turn to for the acceptance and the approval and the attention and the care that you have always wanted. And He is your Heavenly Father. And He has seen every single moment of your life. And He has witnessed every word you've ever said, good or bad, every hurt you've ever experienced, every fear, every sin, every sorrow you felt. And unlike your human father, He has known every thought you've ever had, and He's understood it completely. And today you can turn to Him because He is a caring, consistent, close, competent Father. He will never leave you.
That's Rick Warren with Daily Hope. In a moment, Rick will share a closing thought.
But first, I want to tell you about the Daily Hope website, rickwarren.org. Log on there today, and you can get today's entire message, get message notes, social media links, sign up for Rick's Daily Hope devotional. Lots to do there. So log on now, rickwarren.org. Also, we don't have to tell you that life can be filled with very tough situations. Stress, crisis, discouragement, depression, failure. But the Bible offers time-tested answers to life's difficult questions, taking you inside the lives of biblical characters like Moses and Paul, even Jesus himself. Pastor Rick has written a book called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. In it, he shares their stories and gives you concrete, easy-to-understand insights that you can put to work right away in your own life. And today, we would love to send you this special hardback book to thank you for your gift of any amount supporting this Daily Hope broadcast. God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions gives you keys to a better life. We know change may not come overnight, but if you have patience and if you pray, you're going to see a difference. And in that process, you'll be encouraged that God can and will help you attain the purpose and significance for which you were created. So please give us a call to request your copy of God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions at 1-800-600-5004. That number again, 800-600-5004. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
You have three fundamental emotional needs in your life. You need acceptance, you need approval, and you need attention. These are things you must have in your life in order to flourish as a human being. And God, your Heavenly Father, who is caring and close and consistent, He can meet these needs in your life that no one else can meet. God has seen every single moment of your life, and He's witnessed every word you've ever said, good or bad. He's seen every hurt you've ever experienced. He's seen every fear, every sin, every sorrow you've ever felt. But unlike your human father, God also knows every thought you've ever had. So He understands you completely. Growing up, did you ever try to explain something to your dad and he just didn't get it? Well, that never happens with God. You can turn to Him today because He's caring and consistent and close and competent, and He knows everything even before you say it, and He's never going to leave you. Now, maybe you've allowed an experience with your human father, a human parent, to warp or to cloud your view of your Heavenly Father. God is not like your dad. God is unlike any dad because He's perfect. And maybe you've thought, well, if God is my father was unreasonable, my father was unpleasable, my father was unreliable, my father was unconcerned. And maybe you want to think God is that way. Well, you're wrong. You need to turn to the truth today. And you need to turn and say, God, I accept you for who you are, not who I think you are. You can do that with a prayer. I'm going to pray a prayer right now. In fact, I want to invite you to join me in this prayer, regardless of where you're listening. Just as I say this prayer, say, me too, God. Dear God, I accept you as my Heavenly Father. I want you to be my Father, and I want to be your child. And I want you to adopt me into your family. I want to be spiritually born into the family of God through Jesus Christ. And just say this in your mind. Jesus, I don't understand it all, but as much as I know how, I accept you as the way to the Father, which you said you were. I want you to be in charge of my life to guide me and direct me and lead me to the Father, the loving Father, the caring Father, the consistent Father, the competent Father. I thank you, God, that you can handle everything in my life. So I give it all to you. I give you the pieces, and I ask you to give me your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, would you let me know about it? Just send me an email, rick@rickwarren.org, and tell me, Rick, I prayed that prayer, I invited Jesus Christ into my life, and I accepted God as my Heavenly Father. And be sure to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and listeners like you.